This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli officials on Tuesday displayed a recovered Iranian ballistic missile it intercepted during the unprecedented weekend attack on Israel Saturday and Sunday, VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Israel's military spokesman, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, held a news briefing in front of one of the missiles. He said each missile carried 500 kilos of explosives in its warhead, and Iran had fired 110 of them at Israel. He credited an international coalition led by the U.S. with stopping most of the attacks last weekend. Hagari promised a response from Israel.
Firing 110 ballistic missiles directly to Israel will not get scot-free. We will respond in our time, in our place, in the way that we will choose.
Israel's international allies have urged the nation to show restraint in its response. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Israel said Tuesday its strikes in South Lebanon killed two local Hezbollah commanders and another operative, with the Iran-backed group saying three of its members were killed as it launched rockets in retaliation. Israel and Hamas ally Hezbollah have been exchanging nearly daily cross-border fire since the Palestinian militant U.S.-designated terrorist group attacked southern Israel on October 7th, triggering war in the Gaza Strip. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said a lack of air defense missiles prevented Ukraine from thwarting a Russian missile attack last week that destroyed the biggest power plant in the region around the capital, Kyiv, he said in the interview with PBS on Monday. The power plant was the biggest energy facility near Kyiv and was built to have a capacity of 1,800 megawatts, more than pre-war needs of Ukraine's biggest city. This is VOA News. A Ukrainian man who alleges he was tortured by Russian occupying forces has filed a legal complaint halfway around the world in Argentina, an unusual bid to seek accountability for alleged war crimes at a time when prosecutors in Ukraine are overwhelmed. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
The man asked not to be identified by Reuters for fears for his family's safety, still in Russian-occupied areas of Ukraine. Reuters has seen his near 70-page complaint filed on Monday in the federal court in Buenos Aires. It accuses one named person, two identified by their call signs or military insignia, and others who are unnamed of using electrocution and unlawful imprisonment as forms of torture in mid to late 2022. He alleges 12 to 20 people were held in cells 32 feet squared in the detention centre he was held in. The man's legal team said he was eventually released without charge and fled to safety. If accepted by Argentinian prosecutors, the case will be the first filed outside of Europe and the US looking at alleged Russian war crimes.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Peru has defended its decision before a human rights court to free ex-president Alberto Fujimori from prison after he only served part of a 25-year sentence for crimes against humanity. Fujimori was sent to prison in 2009 over massacres committed by army death squads in 1991 and 1992, in which 25 people, including a child, were killed in supposed anti-terrorist operations. Malawi's president, Lazarus Chakwera, has ordered police to swiftly tighten border security to control tobacco smugglers who sell the crop to neighboring countries for better prices. Lamech Messina reports from Blantyre.
Tobacco is the main cash crop and major foreign exchange earner in Malawi. Statistics from the Ministry of Agriculture show that the crop, also known in Malawi as green gold, contributes about 60% to the country's foreign exchange basket. It also contributes about 13% to the country's gross domestic product. Recent reports, however, show that almost 10% of the crop is smuggled to neighboring countries like Zambia and Mozambique for better prices. Lamech Messina, VOA News, Blantyre.
Saudi Arabia will host fresh peace talks within the next 3 weeks on the war in Sudan, the United States said, calling Tuesday for both sides to negotiate in good faith toward a ceasefire. The discussions, which will be held in Saudi Arabia's port city of Jeddah, were announced Monday at a France-backed international conference in Paris that raised more than 2 million euros for Sudan. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.